Hello, I'm Chaplain Blondie Gregory, and I welcome you to my broadcast today, and I pray that you will stay tuned. I want to share with you today a vision or a dream that God gave me many years ago, and I know that if you'll listen, God will encourage your heart through what He has shown me through this vision and dream, and I know it will encourage you as it encouraged me. But first, I'd like to pray with you. Father, touch all my listeners today. You know every need. The ones that need salvation, the ones that need healing in their bodies, the one that needs financial touch, Lord, those that have runaway children, God, bring them in, we pray, and bring them home safely. Give them a mind and a heart to want to come back home and do right. We pray for our nation. We pray for the nation of Israel. We pray, God, for the leaders of our country and ask that you give them wisdom and knowledge of which to lead and direct our country according to your word and your will. And we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. My husband and I, for 36 years, stayed on the road trucking for Jesus. We had a tractor and trailer that we converted over into a mobile chapel, a church on wheels for truck drivers. And for 36 years, we took the chapel from truck stop, coast to coast, preaching to truck drivers and anybody else that come in our chapel. And years ago, we were at a truck stop in Barstow, California. And Barstow, California is in the middle of the desert. Any of you that have never been there, it's a desert town. But while I was there one night, God gave me this dream or vision that I'm going to share with you. And as it encouraged my heart, I know that it will encourage your heart as well. The first part of this walk that God took me on, He stood me in the middle of a wheat field. And as I stood in the middle of this wheat field, there was a gentle breeze blowing down across this wheat field. And as I stood in the middle of that wheat field, as that breeze blew across the field, it was absolutely beautiful, and I loved it. I can't explain how peaceful and how wonderful it was as I felt that gentle breeze blow down across the field that I was in. But then all of a sudden, that breeze stopped, and the wheat stood upright. Then in this dream, every strand of wheat turned to solid gold. But when every strand of wheat turned to solid gold, my field was ugly and I was very unhappy. And I asked the Lord in this walk that He took me on, I said, "What happened to my field? Why isn't it beautiful anymore?" And the Lord spoke to me and He said, "Blondie, what made the field beautiful was the breeze that blew across it." And He said, "And I am that breeze that blows across the fields that I put you in." He said, "Any field that I put you in, if you will allow me to move across it, it will be beautiful." Today I talk to a lot of people that are always unhappy, always dissatisfied, always have things in their hearts. And even now, as I'm doing this broadcast, there's storm rolling in the background of this broadcast that I'm making. But yeah, there's a storm going on in your field right now. But I'm telling you right now, people, if you'll listen, if you'll heed what the Lord told me, if you'll stop and let God move across your field, your life can be beautiful. You see, the way we let God move across our field is first we have to make Him our Lord and Savior. Second, we have to follow His will and His way and His word. It's not our will, our way, and our word. It has to be His. In Genesis chapter 50, verses 19 through 20, Joseph said unto his brother, he said, "Fear not, for I am I in the place of God. But as you thought evil against me, but God meant it unto good to bring good to many, as it is in this day to save much people." As we know, Joseph's brothers had sold him into slavery. And if you would look at Joseph's field that he was put in as a slave and then went into prison and suffered many things. But he realized that he was in the place of God, and God brought him to a place and a field that he could not only be at peace with his brethren that had done him wrong, he could forgive them, but he was in a field that God had placed him in of a peace that could be in his life and have a prosperous life and being brought through all the things that he had to endure. But the main thing is this, not only could he forgive his brethren, not only could he bring his father back to him and give him blessings, and not only could he come to a place of position because he was exalted in the land of Egypt and put over all the grain and all the storehouses when the famine came across the land for 7 years, Joseph said and told his brothers, "I've been put here to save many people." And you know what? What you meant for evil, God turned it around and meant it for good. And I'm telling you today, if you will let God move across your field, even when people mean to do you evil, our God will turn it around and He will make your field beautiful and He'll carry you through anything that you have to go through. And I always remember what Jesus said, any field that I put you in will be beautiful if you will allow me to move across it. You know, Jesus breathed upon His disciples and told them to receive the Holy Ghost. And as He breathes upon us and as breath breathes across us and He is that wind and that breeze that blows, we too can go out and help many souls and our fields can be beautiful and our lives can be content and we can enjoy the blessings of God. In the next part of this vision that God took me on a walk, as you want to say, I was down at an altar, a beautiful altar, praising the Lord. And as I was at this altar praising the Lord, I could actually feel the blessings of God coming on me so strong. They were falling on me like heavy rain. All these blessings were coming so hard and so strong. They were actually, I could feel the blessings of God just pelting me like heavy rain. And as I began to praise God, I looked up and then I, off to my side, I saw this huge, gigantic set of stairs. And I got to looking at the stairs and I quit praising God and I got to thinking, how would you get up them stairs and how would you get down them stairs? I couldn't see the beginning of them and I couldn't see the ending of them. And I just quit praising God and got my mind on these stairs, on these steps. And I thought, how would you get up them and how would you get down them and how would a person go about getting up and down these steps? And then all of a sudden, I realized that the blessings of God had stopped falling on me like heavy rain. And I asked the Lord in this walk that He took me on, I said, Lord, what happened to all the blessings that were coming down? And He said, Lonnie, anytime you keep your eyes and your mind on all the steps you have to take and offer praise in me, the blessings will stop and you'll become troubled and you become weary. And then He took me to Acts chapter 16, verse 25 and 26. And it said, and at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God. And the prisoners heard them. And suddenly there was a great earthquake so that the foundations of the prison were shaken. And immediately all the doors were open and everyone's bands were loosed. Paul and Silas, because even though they were placed in a terrible place, even though they were in a bad situation, even though they'd been laid with many stripes and put in prison for preaching the Word of God, as so many people are around the world today being beheaded and being killed and martyred because they confessed Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. But Paul and Silas prayed, and they praised God at the darkest hour of the night. They didn't sit down in that jail and wonder, how are we going to get out? Who's going to get us out? And why did we get in here? And why did this bad thing happen to us? They just praised their God. They just praised Him because, you see, when you praise God, it lifts you above all the trouble that you're in. And the Bible says the steps of a good man are ordered of the Lord. We don't have to worry about the steps. God will order our steps. We just need to praise Him and know that He has everything under control, and our God will take care of us. And the Bible says, as Paul and Silas begin to praise God, that all of a sudden the doors swung open, earthquake came, their chains fell off, and everyone, the Bible says everyone, every door was opened in that prison. And I'm telling you that when you praise God, doors were open in prisons. Maybe it might not be a prison with bars, but there are people on the outside that are in terrible prisons. There are people that are in prisons of drugs, and people that are in prisons of doubt and fear, and people that are in prisons of sickness and disease. And I'm telling you, if you learn to praise God, praise Him in the morning, praise Him at noontime, praise Him at nighttime, worship Him. I heard a man preach a sermon one time I'll never forget. It was entitled, One Answer to a Thousand Questions. And I said, I've got to hear that. And it was when you praise God. When you praise God, you get into His presence. When you praise God, you access His power. When you praise God, you get into His deliverance. And when you praise God, the blessings of God is going to come upon you and fall like heavy rain. Lest you and I not, don't be fearful and don't worry and don't fear and don't wonder what's up ahead, but be courageous and stand bold, because God's got it all under control. Just praise Him today and worship Him, and He can bring the blessings to you. He can open the prison doors. He can cause the jailer to come in and say, "What must I do to be saved?" He can cause you to come out of that prison and that cell of whatever kind that you're in. God can deliver you, but you must keep your eyes on Him and not always on all the steps that you have to take, because He will order your footsteps and He will bless you. The next part of this walk or vision that God took me on is that I was standing before two ropes, and I was holding on a rope that almost looked like twine, but my hands were holding on it real tight. It was kind of small and kind of looked frayed, and I looked off to my side, and there was this big, beautiful, golden rope. It was so big and beautiful that it actually shone like gold, and I told the Lord in this walk that He took me on, I said, "I'm going to get off of this little one I'm on, and I'm going to grab a hold to this big, beautiful rope." And when I did that, the Lord said, "Don't do it, Blonnie, because it's too big for your hands. And when you grab a hold of it, you won't be able to hold on. You'll fall off." You see, Proverbs 16:25 tells us this, that there's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof, the ways of death. Let me read that again. Proverbs 16:25. There's a way that seemeth right unto a man, but the end thereof are the ways of death. You see, what seems right in our eyes is not always right in God's eyes. What we take a hold of here, it may not be what God wants us to have a hold of, and we won't be able to endure and to hold on to it. I saw a man one time, he picked up a rattlesnake, and he just reached down and snatched it up. It was amazing how quickly he picked that thing up. And I asked him, I said, "Man, I never seen nobody pick up a snake like that." He said, "Ma'am," he said, "the art is not in picking it up. The art is in putting it down. Because if you don't put it down just right, it'll turn back and it'll hit you." A lot of things we pick up, a lot of things we've got to hold on, we can't hold on to. It's going to cause us trouble. It's going to cause us to fall. We need to follow God's way, not what is right. That's the reason our country's in the trouble that it's in right now. We're going the way that seemeth right to man, and it's not right in God's eyes. You got to do it God's way. Our country's got to, as our friend wrote that beautiful song, and I love it, it said, "Get back to church. Get on your knees and pray." And that's the right way. And that's the way that we're going to hold on to our country. That's the way we're going to hold on to our freedom. That's the way we're going to hold on to our children and our grandchildren. Let me tell you, we're raising a generation that's coming up in a land that is denying God, in a land that's got a hold of things that they're going to drop, a lot of things that they can't hold on that's going to collapse right under them. And God is warning us, and God laid it on my heart to bring this vision back and tell the people, there's a way that seemeth right unto men, but the end thereof are the ways of death. Don't choose the ways of death, but choose the ways of God. There's a straight and narrow path, and there's not going to be many that find it, but they're on that broad road. And it's the same way with those two ropes. You got to choose the straight and narrow way. God will not put you on a road that you can't stay on. And what God ordains, God sustains. And then the next part of the vision or the walk that God took me on, I was in this beautiful, beautiful flower garden, and there was flowers all around me and all up on top of the room that I was in. And I was sitting at the feet of Jesus, and I had my head leaned upon the knees of Jesus, and it was the most beautiful experience that I can't describe to you how wonderful it was to be at the feet of Jesus. But all of a sudden, I raised up and I said, "Lord, I can't smell these flowers. I can see them. They're beautiful, but I can't smell them." And the Lord looked down at me and He said, "See there, Blonnie." Then He repeated Himself and He said, "See there, Blonnie. You don't know what will bless the people." He said, "Do you know why you can't smell the flowers?" And I began to laugh. I said, "Yes, Lord, because I'm allergic to them. my beauty in flowers is looking at them, but if I get in the midst of them, I'll start sneezing. And he said, I will tell you what will bless the people if you lean on me. He said, some people need to see the flowers. Some people need to smell their fragrance. Some people need both. But if you'll lean upon me, I'll tell you what will bless the people. Today, I want you to know that all the time, we do not know what will bless the people. We do not know the messages that we should bring. I see a lot of people, they get in flesh, and they get in pride, and they get in self, and they think they've got to entertain people. And we want our programs to be wonderful. We want our music to be blessed. We want our hearts to rejoice, but we got to lean upon Jesus because, see, He knows what's in your heart. He knows what's in my heart, and the Lord knows what we need. It's like going through His buffet line, and He has laid out what we need and what is good for us. But we must lean upon Him, not lean upon the arm of flesh, not lean upon mankind, but lean upon Him, for He will tell us what will bless the people. Then the next part of my vision was this. I come to a path that was a rugged, rocky path. And it was so rugged and it was so rocky in this vision that I could not stand up. The only way that I could get through is just on all fours, and I could barely move. The rocks were so sharp and it was so hard. And I heard the Lord's voice up ahead of me. And He said, come on, Blondie. And I couldn't even look up. I just had to keep looking down at that path. And I said, Lord, I can't. It's just too hard for me. I can't get to you. He said, yes, you can, Blondie, for I have made a path for you. And I think about Psalms 37, verse 23 and 24, where it says, the steps of a good man are ordered by the Lord, and he delights in his way. Though he fall, he shall not be utterly cast down, for the Lord upholdeth him with his hand. And I thought about that scripture. The Lord said, Blondie, I have made a path for you. The Lord has a path for you, my friend. The Lord has a path for me. It seems like sometimes we're on a rugged, rough path, but if we'll look up to Jesus, for He is the way. You have to realize He's not a way among many ways. Jesus is the only way to God the Father. He is the way. He said, I'm the way, I'm the truth, I'm the life, I'm the light, I'm the bread of life. In like the song that my friends sing all the time, He's our all and all. Whatever you need today, God is your all and all. He will help you through the rough days. He will help you through the hard times. He will help you to get back up on your feet and walk that path of righteousness for His name's sake. And even though we may be led through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear evil, for our Lord is with us, and He will direct us, and He will order our path. And that Psalms 23 says, the Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. And He'll make us to lie down in green pastures, and He'll lead us beside still waters. And He will restore our soul, and He will lead us in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. And even though we may walk through the valley of the shadow of death, we don't have to fear evil, for He is with us. And His rod and His staff will comfort us on the path that we own. And even in the path that we walk, the Bible says in Psalms 23 that He will prepare a table before our enemies, and He will anoint our head with oil, and He will cause our cups to run over, and He will cause goodness and mercy to follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Oh, what a promise that is. And today I know I'm talking to people. You're on a path that's hard. You're on a path that you just don't seem like you're going to make it. You're going through a time that's hard for you, but I want you to hold on. I want you to fix your eyes upon Jesus. I want you to begin to praise Him like He showed me in the part of the vision before. Praise Him and fix your heart, fix your eyes, fix your mind, and fix your thoughts upon Him. And He will lead you in the right direction. And He will make your way straight. And He will give you smooth sailing. For you see, He's the Lord of the storm. He's the Lord over the sea. He created it all. He created us. And if He will attend a sparrow's funeral, don't you think that He won't take care of you and won't take care of me? The first step of us being defeated and giving up is this. We have to believe a lie of the enemy. And when we believe that lie that we're not going to make it, when we believe the lie that we can't go on, then we will suffer defeat. But I don't want you to believe that lie. I want you to know that God will help you through anything that you have to go through. He will lead you in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake. The last part of the walk that the Lord took me on in this vision, I was on a high mountaintop, and there was only one tree there. And all of a sudden, that tree began to grow, and the only way I could stay on that mountaintop was to jump into that tree. And when I did, the Lord spoke to me and said, the only way to stay on the mountaintop, you have to stay in me, for I'm the tree of life. And then He took me down in a valley that was beautiful, that was green. But in the middle of the valley was a figure. It wasn't a tree. It was a dead stump. It was no life to it, and it was ugly and twisted. And I told the Lord in this dream, in this walk that He took me on, I said, Lord, that thing there makes my valley ugly. He said, Blonnie, that's flesh and that's self. He said, when you go through the valley, keep your eyes on me. When you go through the valley, praise me. Don't get in self and don't get in flesh, because it will mar and ugly your valley. He said, I'm the lily of the valley. I'm the bright and morning star. And through the valley, I will restore your soul. And a walk with the potter will make strong the clay. And when through the valley you may roam, hold your head up high, knowing you're not alone. For sweet King Jesus goes to lead the way, making for you a brighter day. Oh, Satan may mock and scoff and say, through this valley you'll die somewhere along the way. But I'm here to declare, and I'm here to say, a walk with a potter makes strong the clay. You say, Blonnie, what are you quoting? I'm quoting a song God gave me one day when I was in one of the darkest valleys I ever been in. I told my husband, I said, I don't know how much longer I can go on, because my health had failed and I was so ill I could hardly go on. But I said, I'm going as far as I can and as long as I can, and God has got to do the rest. I can't do it. I went back into my mobile chapel and I picked up my guitar, and the words of that song began to flow through my heart. And I knew then that I was going to be all right, because God is God on the hills and God is God on the mountains. But child, He's also God in the valley. You'll never walk anywhere. You'll never face anything alone when you keep your eyes on Him, when you learn to praise Him, when you learn to worship Him. The other day I had the greatest blessing. All I could do was just revel in the presence of God, because I sat in the congregation and the speaker of the house that morning was my grandson. I was allowed to hear him preach his first sermon. And let me tell you something, not many years ago, that child was out on the street on drugs and on alcohol, had run away from home. We didn't know where he was. We didn't know if he was dead or alive. We didn't know what happened to him. But we placed our hope and our trust in God. And God gave him back his right mind. God sent him back home. God delivered him from the drugs. And God has given him a beautiful 2 children and a wife and a home and a job, and he's working, and he preached his first sermon. Let me tell you, people, it may be some dark nights. It may be some weary hours, but don't ever give up. Don't ever quit. Hold on to God's unchanging hand. He will bring you through. He'll give you the vision. Without a vision, the people perish. He'll give you the vision. He'll give you the dream. He'll give you the strength to hold on. Just hold on, like Joseph said. It might have meant you, others might a minute for bad, but God's going to turn it around, and He meant it for good. I want you to remember that as you walk with the Lord. Today I want you to know that David said, I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. And that's what I want you to make your mind up. I see so many people today, they don't think they have to go to church anymore. And if they do go, they go sporadically. They're not faithful. I want you not to be one of those people. I want you to be faithful to the house of God. If ever there was a time we support our churches, it best be now. It best be now. We best get into the house of God now. We best begin to pray for our nation. We best begin to hold up our country. We best begin to repent for the sins of our country. For the Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if my people who are called by my name, if they will humble themselves and turn from their wicked ways, the Lord said he would hear from heaven and he would heal our land and he would deliver us. And God will do that if we'll call on him. But today I want you to know there's a vision and there's a hope. And coming to the end of it, I come to a journey, and I was facing a great journey ahead of me. And as I faced that journey, I was so afraid. And I felt Jesus standing behind me, and I heard his sweet voice saying, Blonnie, don't let me follow you. You follow me. You see, when we follow our own ways, we become fearful. When we follow the ways of man, we become fearful. But in that vision, he said, Blonnie, you follow me. Today, I want you to follow Jesus. And I want you to follow him in salvation. I want you to ask him right now to come into your heart. Pray this prayer with me, the sinner's prayer with me. And if you'll pray it and mean it in your heart, your soul will be forgiven. Dear God, forgive me, for I am a sinner. I ask forgiveness of all my sins. And this day I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Help me today to walk the path of righteousness. I know I'm your child. I receive salvation today. Help me to live my life for you all the days of my life. In the name of Jesus, I pray. God bless you and thank you for listening to the broadcast today. I ask you to visit my website at truckingforjesus.org. And if you would like to write me, you can write me at Post Office Box 4509, Martinsville, Virginia, zip code 24115. And if you have any prayer request lists, send them to me and I'll be more than glad, honored to pray with you. But I ask that you pray for me too, because you see, that's a two-way street. We all need prayer. We all need help. We need one another. We all need Jesus. Like a preacher friend said, he would say it over and over of ours. He said, if you ain't got Jesus, you better get Jesus, because you're going to need Jesus. I want to say that again. If you ain't got Jesus, you better get Jesus, because you're going to need Jesus. God bless you today. Thank you for listening to the broadcast. And remember, there is a way that seemeth right unto man, but that way leads to destruction. Follow the right way. That's God's way. That leads to blessing and victory. God bless you. Have a marvelous day in Jesus, and thank you for listening to the broadcast.